And now, for our feature presentation.
Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents James Axler's Deathlands. Narrated by Richard Rowan. With performances by Terrence Aselford, Nanette Savard, Colleen Delaney, and Thomas Penny. Deathlands number 46. Gemini Rising.
Git!
The first sec man snarled, leveling his blaster. Dressed in tattered rags, with strips of cloth wound around their feet as crude shoes, the couple before him whimpered in fear, but didn't move an inch. So the sec man worked the bolt of his weapon, chambering around.
"We just want to get out of the cold, sir."
The man raised his empty hands. Without a word, the other sec man worked the bolt of his old BAR rifle. The wooden stock was bound with gray tape, the lens in the scope badly cracked, but the barrel was twice as wide as that of the hunting rifle, and shone with fresh oil.
"Move away slow, liar."
The first guard edged closer to the gate of the ville. The wall surrounding the town was built of everything, bricks at one point, cinder blocks at another, fieldstones and notched logs here and there. But the patchwork barrier stood 10 feet tall, and the top glistened with jagged broken glass. The only visible entrance was a wide gateway, the arch lined with brick supporting 2 thick wooden doors hung on 6 mismatched hinges. The left door was bolted into place, closing off half the entrance. The second was open, allowing a glimpse at the houses and structures within. To the left rose a high mound of busted shale, and to the right was a huge excavation, a stone quarry whose stepped slopes extended hundreds of feet deep to a calm pool of muddy water. In the distance, dark mountains stretched above the thick growth of green forest and disappeared into the gray autumn clouds. The pregnant woman gasped.
"Liar! Oh, but, sir, I can promise you that—"
"You said you two walked here from Colbertville. That was stupid. First off, I never heard of the place, and secondly, your shoes and pants ain't dirty enough."
The second guard took over.
"Plus, you claim not to have eaten in a week. Ain't no traces of hunger on your faces."
"Liars and cheats don't get into Arville."
The man wet his lips, turning to look at each of the armed sec men in turn, while the pregnant woman shivered and hugged her thin coat closer to her body.
"But, sir, I'm close to birthing, and the babe will die in this cold."
"Don't care. I said git."
The sec man's breath was foggy in the early morning chill.
"Unless you want to take an air dance like those horse thieves."
The couple darted a glance to the gallows, which extended over the stout wall surrounding the ville. A pair of human figures dangled at the end of thick, knotted ropes, while a crow sat on one man's shoulder, pecking at his face. Hands bound behind his back, the other weakly struggled to scare away the rest of the blackbirds, circling closer and closer. A strip of bark hung about his neck, with his crime scrawled there for all to read.
"Maybe we can make a deal. Last chance."
The first sec man stated this without emotion, his calloused hands tight around the stock of his rebuilt weapon. The woman lifted her skirts. The guards started to back away, but forced themselves to look, just in case it was a diversion so she could draw a weapon.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?